Your name is
Robert Post, and you're president of Rick's Printing.
I've been asked to give you my impression or my thoughts about Jim Steranko. I have known Jim for more years than I want to remember. It goes back to when Jim was in high school yet, I met him, when he was doing his skate work. Jim didn't know me at the time, but I was very interested in Jim.
Did you go to the same high school as him?
I went to the same high school, but we were not in the same age bracket. So I was out of school when Jim was in school. But it was played up in all the papers when Jim was in high school, when he started with the escape bit. Jim impressed me as being one of the most talented people I think I have come across in my lifetime. And I was very fortunate in, and I'm guessing now, but I would say somewhere around between 63 and 65, I had the opportunity to hire Jim as a commercial artist at Rick's Printing. Payroll records are out in my accounts, they're not here. And as I told you previously, Jim was very talented in almost anything that he put his mind to do. There were some things with commercial art that Jim had some problems. Jim's cartooning, of course, was his predominant factor in the art field. Above all things, he is a first-class cartoonist before he would be considered a commercial artist. I know in particular one specific customer that we had here that Jim used to do flyers for, and I know not any of the flyers that we had ever turned out that Jim worked on did I make any money on. Because Jim was so wrapped up in doing a beautiful cartoon job on the flyers, so he had the time put in it. We could not bill a customer for the time that he had put in it. I never fought with Jim, never argued with him. I knew what he was trying to accomplish, and even though it may not have been profitable at the time, I never harassed him on doing it some other way. In Jim's cartooning, I don't know if anyone has ever brought this to your attention before, you may be aware of it yourself, but very much the cartooning reflected Jim's life. I don't know who wrote, who drew Carrie the Pirate, but predominantly most of Jim's cartooning follows along the same lines as Terry and the Pirates. And Jim himself, in his own personal life, was very much related to Terry. And I personally, my personal observation is that every girl that I've ever seen Jim with always reminded me of the Dragon Lady. This may be just a personal observation, but I think it was something that I had remarked about to Jim, and we had quite a few laughs about it. His life followed almost to Terry and the Pirate. His life, I'm sure, was as exciting. I noticed in reading over some of your notes that you list Jim as a musician. I would suggest that if the word musician is used in the article as to Jim Steranko, with all his talent, I would say music is probably the one should be put in quotes.
Do you know how long he was in quotes?
I don't think it lasted too long. I know there was a group of them called the Saints Incorporated, which he was the head of. I had hired him, not I personally, but the organization at Bowers Country Club that I belonged to at the time, had hired him to play Charleston night. The music that they played for dancing was fine until it came time to play a Charleston. And of the five men on stage, there wasn't any of them capable of playing a Charleston. We had to dig up a record so that the group assembled could dance to the Charleston. Of course, this was one of the things, being that Jim worked for me every day, for many, many days, I never left him live it down that he could not play a Charleston. They played their rock and roll, and that's about all they played. Jim and I, over the years, have remained very friendly. Jim left me for no bad reason. The only reason that Jim left was because there is no commercial art job in the world that would keep Jim Steranko happy forever, because his creativity excels so much that in commercial art today, it becomes so mechanical, and he would soon become bored with what he was doing. This is why I referred back to these flyers that I told you. As a businessman, I should not admit that I would allow an employee to do a job that would lose money for me. But I realized the problems that Jim was having at that time and would continue to have as a commercial artist, that he had to express himself, and I felt this was an outlet for Jim. Even though in that particular phase I was not making money on that particular job, but I did make money on some of the creativity that Jim created for me and my clients. When Jim left, it was hard to replace Jim because there is just no other person in the world that could fill Jim Steranko's shoes with his talent, with his ability. Jim was a very dedicated, hard-working person. Whatever he put his mind to, he gave it his all. After he left me, as you know, he went with Milford Associates, and I'm sure that this probably the main reason that Jim left Milford Associates is because the challenge was not great enough for him to show what he could possibly do. He formed Super Graphics Incorporated since...
It's not really incorporated.
I think he has incorporated it. I think so. I'm not sure, but I think he has incorporated
it. It's possible.
In the times that he has been involved with this corporation, I have done quite a few things for him in a printing line, and I know many, many of them have been very profitable. I can't stress hard enough how talented I think this particular individual is. I mean, he is the original hippie, if there ever was one. Nothing in his life has ever been a follower. He has been a leader. Anything he has ever done has always been original. His clothing, his hairstyle, his attitude towards life, his attitude towards a job, his ability to do a job. And he is just one of the most fantastic people that I think I have ever met in my lifetime. The only thing that I am to this day disappointed in is the fact that his love and his knowledge of Houdini. I am very disappointed that nothing so far in his lifetime has come of this love and knowledge of Houdini. I know at one time he was approached to do some research work for a television series on Houdini. Whatever happened to it, I don't know. I know I've questioned him many times about it. When are we going to Hollywood to do Houdini? And he just laughs about it. I feel very disappointed that he has not done something with it, because I don't think there is another living human being today that knows any more about Houdini, about Houdini's tricks. And I think if anyone is going to meet Houdini someplace, it's going to be Jim, because this is one of his idols. As you know, Jim was a magician. He was an escape artist. He had duplicated quite a few of Houdini's tricks. I just feel disappointed that all his talent has gone into the history of comics and the study of the comic book. Not that it isn't important to Jim, but that I think the field of escapism and the story of Houdini, I think there is so much that was unanswered with his burning desire to find out information. I feel very disappointed that he never pursued the story of Houdini or the work of Houdini any further than he did. I don't know whether Jim is ever going to become a national figure. I know it would never matter to me where he goes or what he does. I will be proud that I have known him. Maybe just a little proud that I may have had something to do with his success on the way up, because they claim that people like Jim, even though they have talent, they do pick a little bit up from each person as they go through life. As being his employer at one time, I feel as though, you know, maybe I have contributed just a little bit. I wish him all the luck in the world. I know we're still friends today, and we will be friends forever.
What position did you hold when he worked for you?
I was the owner then. I was the owner of the shop then when he worked there.
Is that president? Or?
Yes.
What position does Arthur Rick hold?
Arthur Rick was a previous owner of this business before I bought it from him.
I know when you were on vacation, he was down here last week.
Mm-hmm.
What type of things do you print for Jim? Small or?
Well, the last thing we did for him was a foom. I have no idea what foom is.
Friends of Old Marvel.
But, it was a package that they were selling to the kids around the country. I can't tell you exactly the price of it, but I know they got a book and some labels and a membership card, and it was an international thing that there was some going out of New York, some of them going out of London, England. So, you know, he was involved in an international thing as far as this was to do with comic papers and comic books. I know we printed thousands and thousands and thousands of these things for him. If they sold them all, I'm sure that they made a bundle of money.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those because I stuffed envelopes.
Oh, you did stuff. I think the first History of Comics we printed for Jim, or set the type for him, I don't remember offhand. But I know we were involved in the first one, and because of the volume, we were not equipped to produce them as fast as he needed. In fact, I was the one who suggested to Jim that he take it to Columbia. And I was at Columbia News in Columbia, Pennsylvania, is where the History of Comics is printed, or was being printed, whether it's being printed there now. If he's being printed at Columbia, they're setting the type at Columbia, because this is where it was being set after he left here.
Could you find out the years that he worked?
Yeah, sure. This would go back quite a bit. I would say somewhere between 63 and 65, maybe. Jim Steranko worked for Rick's Printing January 1959 to May 1st, 1963.
Okay, thanks a lot.